Good evening. So in our Gemara, for today's daf, Shabbos daf, Kuf Kof Aleph. So our Gemara says the following, that a non-Jew who comes to want to extinguish a flame on Shabbos, there's a fire burning, and a non-Jew wants to extinguish the flame. So the Gemara says you don't have to stop him. Okay, there's the melacha of kibbuy, of extinguishing a flame, that's forbidden on Shabbos. If a non-Jew wants to do it, you don't have to stop him. And he says the following, you can't tell him to extinguish the fire, but you don't have to tell him to stop. That, and there's a story of a Yosef ben Simoy who was stringent, and apparently he stopped non-Jews from extinguishing a fire. And the Gemara says he was like, he went above and beyond, and he didn't really have to do that. So again, our Gemara says, if a non-Jew wants to extinguish a flame on Shabbos, you don't have to stop them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, though, points out that, and indeed, the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Kota, and Ayin Vav says, you're not going to tell a non-Jew to do something, and by telling him, he's going to understand, like, what you want him to do. So let's say, I don't know the example, but the example he gives is, if you tell a non-Jew, you say, can you clean your nose? And somehow he understands that that has to do with extinguishing a fire. I'm not sure what the connection is, but it says you tell a non-Jew yikaneach chotmo, and he understands that this is a hint to put out the fire. That doesn't work. That apparently doesn't work. In order for Amir Lenachri to work, is you could describe a situation. You can say, you know what? You don't mention the malacha, and you don't ask him to do something. You just describe the situation. You say, you know, it's very bright in here. Okay, you say it's very bright in here. And if he understands to extinguish the flame, so then that would be permitted, according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, there's another Mishnah Berurah, which says in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, that if a Jew sees that a non-Jew is turning on a light for him, he's got to send him away. So the question is, how is that consistent? And our Gemara says you don't have to stop him. But in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, he says if a Jew sees that a non-Jew wants to light a fire for him, then you have to stop him. So how do you reconcile the two that with our Gemara? So the answer is the following: that if the non-Jew is doing a positive malacha for you, he's doing something that directly benefits you. So apparently, turning on a flame and providing light for you, that's a direct benefit for you, so that you would have to stop him. Our Gemara is talking about a situation where he's preventing, let's say, in other words, where basically there's light and he is simply getting rid of the light, or he's getting rid of the fire. So that's more of an indirect benefit. You can make it see what's direct, what's indirect, but it seems that the poskim understands that when the non-Jew is turning on a fire for you, that's a direct benefit, and you're required to stop him. You're not allowed to get direct benefit. However, the case in our Gemara from our daf is he's doing something indirectly. He is extinguishing a flame. He's removing, let's say, the light. So when you're removing it, that's an indirect benefit, and there you don't have to stop him. That's how we pass the lecha lemaisa. If it's an indirect benefit or also an additional benefit, let's say you have light in your house, you can see but not so well, and he turns on light to make it better, so that's also permitted. So indirect benefit, additional benefit, as long as you describe the situation, okay, and a non-Jew does it for you, you don't have to stop him. However, when it's a direct benefit, like turning on light, you're required to stop him, and then that's why our Gemara is not inconsistent with that halacha.